I guess, should I reference that, you know, we're going to try to get this into an animated series in the intro?
You can. Yeah, if you can, if you want.
Yeah. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. In today's episode, we're starting a new series where we are reacting to posts in the Reddit thread, Am I the Asshole? And figuring out who's the asshole in the situation. We also hope to bring you this in the animated series, so stay tuned for that. Again, we're your hosts. My name is Steven. Got my brother Tyler over there on the other side of the room. And before we jump in, we're going to do a quick vibe check around the virtual room, just kind of see how we're all feeling today before we jump into today's fun conversation. You know, it's always nice to check in with one another before we do any type of work and make sure we're all feeling all right. Tyler, what's going on with you, man? How's everything going today?
Going good. Going well. You know, just getting ready to travel again. So I'll leave later this week. By the time this drops, I'll be in, you know, across the country. So kind of mentally preparing for that, based off kind of even our last episode that came out just this week, talking about our travel plans and all that stuff, or like how to stay organized. So starting that process as far as like getting things ready to go for traveling, just because this week's so busy with things, you know, baseball games, coaching, but I'm also going to a baseball game on Thursday. You know, Wednesday is the CONCACAF League Championship match
for the Big Sounders game. Yeah.
Big Sounders match. So yeah, it's going to be crazy this week. So I'm just super busy. So I'm like starting to preemptively pack things I know I'm not going to wear this week, just to kind of get a head start, just because I know like I'm not going to get home until probably 11:30, maybe on Thursday night. And I have to turn right around and catch a flight at 7 in the morning. So got to start early on this packing. Unfortunately, I won't be the last minute person this time, but yeah, no, I mean, otherwise good. I feel like I'm also just, you know, dodging the COVID bullet again. You know, people at work are getting COVID, and
yeah, I'm starting to hear that too. Like a few people, not a lot, but I'm starting to see like evidence of like, one coworker got it, and then, other coworkers were chiming in on our, you know, our work app today saying like, yeah, like schools are starting to go back to masking up because the kids are starting to get it. And
yeah,
man, it is, I don't know. Cause I haven't paid attention to the news. I mean, I've been traveling myself. I'm not going to lie. I've been maskless myself, you know, in public, and, you know, which is, it's kind of a weird feeling, but then it's kind of like, you know, it's whatever at this point. I mean, not whatever. I mean, we still got to make sure we protect each other's health and respect one another, even for those who, you know, wears masks or not. You know, it's not about that. It's about still the love and community. But man, it's but I'm starting to hear more and more. And I mean, I'm not traveling too much this month, but definitely back at it next month. But it sounds like you're going to be in a lot of public places with, you know, with a lot of people. Starting what? The game is on Wednesday night, so you're going to get a lot of like packed crowds there, and then what, you're leaving the next day?
Friday. So Thursday I'm going to a baseball game, the Mariners game.
Oh, okay, Friday. So yeah, nonstop crowds. So
nonstop crowds. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to have to play it safe and just wear a mask or something.
Yeah.
Probably not, I don't know. Depending on how I'm feeling at the sporting events, those I've been pretty, like, I've been maskless at. Like, I'll bring my mask only. I put it on when I go to the bathroom because I'm like, I don't know. You know, nothing against, you know, sitting next to the thousands of people next to me. But by God, if I don't wear it in the bathroom, man, oof, you never know what happens in a bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those masks are a lifesaver. I don't know, for those who's been traveling a little bit more, I'm not going to lie, man. You know, you'll catch a whiff of someone, you know, tooting or farting a little bit, you know, on a plane sometimes, you know, and everyone's maybe too nice or too exhausted to say something, you know, cause you're in a packed crowded place like sardines. But I'm not gonna lie, man, having the mask on sometimes, It does prevent you smelling, getting a bigger whiff of that. So, but yeah, man, I mean, you're used to all these games, man. How do you deal with like, you know, sometimes annoying people in a large crowd?
Like in what way?
Just kind of like, people. Yeah, just annoying people, especially when you're in like such a like kind of like a high energy, you know, high energy place anyways, like a public area, like at the games, right?
Yeah.
You know, How do you deal with like, especially with the people drinking too? Cause you know, those, you know, as expensive those beers are, man, it's just something, it just, sometimes the beers just taste better, you know, at the stadium. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I try to ignore them the best I can. You know, if it's not a situation that I need to be in, I'm not going to be in it. I'm not going to insert myself. Unless, you know, these people are like spilling beers on me, then I'm like, all right, bro, like, listen up.
Yeah.
You either going to buy me a beer or you need to buy me a New Jersey or some shit, man. Like,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like that, you know, like, I don't think I need to insert myself too much in those situations unless I am brought into the situation. Otherwise, I'm like, I'll just ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm there's a game to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, man. I mean, dude, in such a public place, you know, it's like sometimes some people act the worst, man. That's a perfect segue to our topic of the night. You know, in some ways, you know, this is about us kind of venturing back out into the public sphere, you know, we're almost half a year into it now, where, you know, we're maskless, things are opening up again, people are traveling all over again. And, you know, sometimes you deal with some rowdiness, you know, from other people. And sometimes you wish you can do something, but then out of respect, maybe you don't. And so anyways, in today's episode of Am I the Asshole, we're not sponsored.
I was going to say, when did we get that sponsorship?
Not sponsored. I was going to say, this episode is kind of, we are shouting out, a post from, the Reddit page, Am I the Asshole, and this is a post by Lenny Reputation Era. And, this is their story. So I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to read it. It's kind of a little long paragraph. And so bear with me before we figure out, are they the asshole? And jump into it. So Lenny Reputation Era writes, am I the asshole for scowling at the child who's screaming nonstop while we're at a diner? And then this is their story. Last night, I decided to treat my family on a Korean restaurant. That place is pretty new, so there aren't many customers at all. I think only two tables were occupied by the time we arrived. Anyway, we sat next to this group, which consisted of six women who are about in their late 30s. One of them have a little girl around 3 years old with them. And ever since we arrived, they've just been talking loudly as if they just own this entire place. So I'm partially deaf. Who wears hearing aid? This is Lenny Reputation Era. I have always hated using my hearing aids, but I have to because sometimes I can't hear anything at all. So imagine the hassle while sitting next to this table of the women and the three-year-old girls. Even at the lowest volume, they're still annoying that I requested the waiter to move us to another table. My mom, who's with me, however, protested against the idea that the table that we're currently at, even though it's really loud, is still the most comfortable table. So we had no choice, but to endure the loudness from the table next door or the table next to us. But my patience has its limits. It started to hit my nerve when the girl began screaming at her mom. The mom, however, is ignoring her. She just kept on talking loudly with her friend. Probably after the seventh time of her screaming, I glared at the little girl. The girl suddenly cried very loudly because I was, making a face at her. It was that time when the mom finally looked at her, finally acknowledged her, saw that the kid was pointing at me, and the mom got angry with me. I was ready to pick a fight, but my brother interjected and apologized on my behalf. And that's when like the group decided to cash out and leave. Now that it's all silent, you know, my mom reprimanded me for my action, got mad at me. So in my defense, I told her the nonstop screaming is hurting my ears. I'm deaf, remember that. I got my hearing aid. It's hurting my ears. But she still thinks I'm rude. Am I the asshole? What do you think?
Well, I can hop in this. Let me just say, man, I don't know. It's always an awkward thing being in a public place like that and wanting to say something or whatever. Let's get this straight. I do not think this person is the asshole. I'll just put that out there. There are many factors here which play a part in part of my thinking of why this person is not the asshole. If anyone is the asshole, I believe it is that person's family. Am I right? I'm just saying, if we're talking about this at a very first glance, not necessarily going into depth on a lot of things, I think there's a couple key triggering points in there, but like, definitely, like, I don't think they are an asshole. I think they have every right to maybe scowl at a child, or at least toward the family of which the child is to, or the group, whatever. I think that they have every right to do that, you know, with things being rowdy in certain situations or like this. I think that it is very inconsiderate of the people of the, you know, granted, obviously we don't know. We can always go into details about this in a second here, but from first glance, it is inconsiderate to have a screaming child there screaming, right? It's one of those things. You're with a group of friends, you have a child. There's a couple factors, obviously. One, you could have left the child with care. If you didn't have care, okay, that's great. You had to bring them. You have to explain that to your friends that you had to bring your child. That also does not give you the right to just ignore your child while you're there and let them scream, right? You know, obviously there's other factors here, which we can go into later, but you know, you can come to the defense of the child. Maybe that child has like, you know, something wrong. Maybe they cry, or maybe that's just how they act in general. You know, who knows? We don't know that, but at first glance, outside perspective, quick overview look, very inconsiderate. Also, to begin this little story or segment, right? This person who is contemplating whether they are the asshole said that they are treating their family out, right? They are the ones treating their family to Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So at that point, you know, your mom is like, no, I want to stay in this one because it's the most comfortable seat. Knowing one, that your child has a hearing problem and it's probably driving them crazy to even have those on. Granted, you know, this person could have easily just shut off their hearing aids, right? Because that would have helped a little bit, right? Because she's deaf. To what extent her deafness is, I don't know. But she could have turned them off to, you know, she could have eased the situation. Yeah, but and that would be like the, oh, maybe I am the asshole because I could have just turned it off and just ignored everything. But then you're ignoring your family, right?
Right, so, right.
But I digress. I, you know, for me, like, as a parent, again, I think that the parent who's letting their child scream is the same situation as like the parent who's like, no, I want to stay at this table because the chair's comfortable. Like, okay, so you're comfortable, but I'm not because of my hearing. And also, was it a brother? Is that what it was? Brother,
yeah,
or sister?
Yeah.
And then they are just like, oh, they apologize. They jumped in and apologized after the family and the girl noticed that the person in question here is scowling at them. They didn't have to jump in and insert themselves into this situation, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I apologize for the actions of this person right here. That was unnecessary. You don't need to do that. You could have just kept it as like a, you know, hey, look, I looked at you because you're being rude kind of thing, right? So there's that situation. So I mean, I don't think that this person deserves to be the asshole. I think there's a lot of other factors and a lot of other people in this whole situation that could be considered the assholes. I would say that they are not the asshole, right?
Right.
I think that their family, the mom who didn't want to move to just ease this whole situation and could have avoided most of this.
The mom's the asshole.
Yeah. Mom is the asshole. Cause you have to consider this too. Like, okay, well, what, you know, your child has a hearing problem and you obviously have already told your mom that this screaming child is bothering your hearing. Like, you know, at that point, yeah. Then it's like, oh, your mom is choosing the younger kid and the other person over you, even though you said that it is clearly bothering you because of your, and then, cause guess what? This is a parent thing, right? If you turn your hearing aids off, then your parents are going to get pissed anyways. Cause they're like, oh, right. Now you're just avoiding the whole situation and whatever. Right. So like, I'm in the boat of like, I don't think this, is it a female? Is that who this?
I say they, I don't, okay, it doesn't they? Say okay. If it's a he or she.
Okay. They,
yeah.
Obviously don't want to assume gender here, but
right,
you
right.
know, they just, you know,
just say original poster.
Yeah. The OG. So the OG, or I guess OP really the OP. Right. I don't think they're the asshole here. I think there are so many other things that could have been granted. You know, I would think that some people could see them as the asshole, but I don't think they are. Yeah. I think that the, you know, there's the fact that a lot of different factors played into this one. You know, your mom doesn't want to move because she's comfortable in her chair.
Right. Right.
You know, your brother decided to speak on your behalf. I could have spoke. I could have said something. And why do I have to apologize? First of all, I'm here at an establishment at a restaurant to pay for an experience. And you across the table, group of people with a screaming child, you know, I'm not paying for that experience. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming here and I'm doing that. So I'm paying for an experience. I'm sitting down and paying for an experience. If I'm going through a drive-thru at McDonald's or I'm going to McDonald's just to grab food in there, you almost know what to expect in that situation, right? You're expecting kids to be there, or if you're in a drive-thru, whatever, you're paying for food, you're paying for that service. You go to a sit-down restaurant, you're paying for the ambiance, right? Of being in this sit-down restaurant, you're paying for that food, you're paying for that experience.
Right. But that's the thing though. It's two things. I'm gonna make my answer real quick too. I agree. I don't think the OP is an asshole. They're not an asshole in this one, but there is a lot of factors though. First of all, number one, they mentioned in the beginning that this place is pretty new. And when they arrived, there was a lot of seating. So I'm not going to call the mom an asshole. Come on. We love our moms, but hey, I will say though, it was a little inconsiderate of the mom to be able to, maybe it's not the mom. Maybe it was the waiter saying like, hey, like, I respect that you're comfy here, but you'll still be comfy at this other seating, you know, cause there can't be just one comfy seating in the entire damn restaurant. Well, especially
that's the thing. Yeah, it's a new restaurant. How you know right, that? That's yeah, the only it's a new restaurant.
Right. And two, though, here's the thing. Even though my answer is still not the asshole, just to play a little advocating. Now, the OP must understand. You said this before, Tyler. They are, you know, for the ambiance. Now, we don't know what kind of ambiance it is, but here where we are, where we live, you and I, going to a Korean restaurant, I'm assuming it's Korean barbecue as well. Just assuming because
you know that's kind of how like it read for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a loud place, anyways. You know, usually at a Korean restaurant, it's always I wouldn't say always, but it generally, typically, it's family style. You know, the serving and the food, the way that the I mean, I don't want to say culture. I'm not Korean, you know, but it's typically you see is family style eating. Right. So, you know, the OP has to kind of understand, too, that it's going to be a lot of loud people. Like, I mean, can you imagine? OK, you had only two tables at the time, them and the loud table, their neighbors. But what if they went on a month from now, when things were picking up, business picking up, like, you know, Like what's their level of discomfort when it comes to sound? I mean, we don't know, you know, but they have to expect that this is kind of going to be a loud place anyways. I still don't think they're the asshole. I would say that, you know, shoot, I mean, you and I don't have kids yet. We can't really speak on this, but we know how crazy kids can be out in public. My favorite thing is, you know, like kids are adorable. They live in their own world. You know, the world is, smaller or bigger to them, bigger or smaller, right? Right.
A little bit.
Like, cause you know, like their view of the world is narrow. Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, smaller and, you know, and so they don't have the proper, you know, perspective on public etiquette, right? You know, I was in Universal Studios. We were riding, we had a fast pass through a kid's ride, you know, because my partner really wanted to go in this Dog's Life. What's that movie? Pet's Life, Secret Pet's Life or whatever. Oh, yeah. You know,
Secret Life of Pets, yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. Secret Life of Pets. Yeah. We went on that ride. She really wanted to go on it. It's a kid's ride. Oh man, it's the worst. Even with the fast pass, you're like going on this walking tour and it's just crowded and just packed with kids. And I remember we were standing at this narrow entrance doorway. And we're in line and things kind of open up in the room because you kind of interact with kind of the big animals there. And, you know, we're trying to stay in line and the kids who are behind us is like 3-4 kids, like little kids, maybe no more than 6-7 years old would just like, you know, they're just like kind of taking in the details, really cool and all. And they just like literally one kid had his forehead just like rammed in my back, just trying to push me through the door. I'm like, dude, like, is your parents in front of you? Like, I mean, me and my partner really were like in the nicest way possible. And the parents were like, you know, doing their own thing. They weren't rude about it. They were just like, you know, they have four kids. So they were like paying attention to two others, but one of them was just like ramming his head. We looked at the kid in the nicest way possible. We're like, oh, sorry. Is this your parents in front of you? Are you trying to get to them? And they're like, oh no. And they like apologize and backed up. But like, you know, kids, you know, they're so innocent. They're just not thinking of it. And so for me, you know, maybe the OP shouldn't have glared at the kid. Maybe they should have made a funny face or something else, you know, or maybe stuck their tongue out. I don't know. But you know, like, Maybe the mom should have a little more awareness of the room.
What? Because that's the other thing too. Because I'm like, don't get me wrong. I think as a parent too, obviously not speaking from experience, but as a parent, you also want to start socializing your kids at a younger age so they know social cues, right?
Right.
You know, you have to kind of conform them to what society looks like, right? Outside of their own little bubble. And that's the whole point of like narrow-mindedness and whatnot as a child. Like they're kind of in their own space. But you know, when you put them out in like a society and life, right? You realize that it's not only you anymore in this space. You know, there's other people, there's other things, like, you know, you have to socialize them at some point. And this little girl, mind you, was getting ignored by her mom, right?
Yeah.
Again, I don't think that's the best way to go about it. You know, like most people, it's just a weird situation because like the mom ignored her almost as like, oh God, you're here, you're making all this noise. But then as soon as like, you know, like this kid outside of their little narrow, their tunnel vision sees this other person looking at them like, oh, this person's like scowling at me. Like now I'm upset because like this person's looking at me. And it's one of those things like, you know, I can't speak as a child, but you know, like typically when a child notices someone else noticing their behavior, then they get uncomfortable.
And right? They get embarrassed.
They get embarrassed. Yeah. And that's how they learn like the social cues of what that feels like. You know what right. I mean? Same thing when you like, you have a kid and they're on their phone and you're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then they accidentally turn a camera on and then they see themselves. They're just like, shit, what do I do? Kind of freezing, yeah, yeah. You know, deer in headlights kind of thing.
Right.
So to the child's perspective there, like, obviously, like I said, this is kind of weird in the sense of things, because this child then obviously was like, oh shit, this person noticed me. Not cursing, of course, they're three. But like, oh God, they noticed me. What do I do?
Oh, shit.
I'm embarrassed, right? And then they're like, then the funny thing is, like, your mom at that point ignores you the entire time, but then looks at you and notices that you're scared or embarrassed and you're kind of crying and you're pointing at this other person who's then scowling at you. So then the mom obviously then goes into mama bear mode of like, you know, kind of like, what the hell? Why are you looking at my kid like that? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe if you would have paid attention to your child for the right. last 15 fucking minutes, I wouldn't be scowling at this kid, right? And then this is just weird, because it's like, oh, now you want to act all a parent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, now you want to protect. Like, this child is screaming for 15.
Yeah. What? So here's a hard thing for me. One thing that I live by, you know, to an extent, but for the most part is, especially if I'm not a parent myself yet,
mm-hmm.
I find it a very, like I said, to an extent, but for the most part, I've learned from other parents who are good parents too. And what I hear from them and just, I kind of take it as my own rule of life. To try to never parent another parent's kid, you know, without permission, obviously, you know, because right. one of all, you're not a parent, you know, yet anyways. And two, they're not your kid, right? Obviously there's circumstances, you know, maybe you're the godparent and you are looked at as a parent figure, or maybe you're a legal guardian, you know. Like I said, those are special cases. Or maybe, I don't know, you're helping a kid who you realize are being abused by the parents. Like I said, there's all exceptions, but generally I like to live by, like, you know, you could be a role model still to the kids. You know, you could tell them certain things that you've learned, but there's a difference between being a role model and being a parent. I like to think, you know, you can argue with me about that, or, you know, people who's listening can argue with me about that. But I feel like there's a difference, a very fine line between being a parent and a role model. You can still be a role model, but being a parent, you know, that's a fine line between that you can't cross, no matter how wrong you think the other parent is. And so, you know, I think it's valid, though, that the OP can be like, hey, you know, pay attention to your fucking kid, and then it'll be a fight. But, you know, it's gonna be a fight.
It's all situational too, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think when it comes to parenting a child, I think, you know, it's one of those things, like, maybe if it's at a birthday party or something like that, like a very like social setting where there's other kids, you can typically like parent another child. You don't want to cross the line too much, but like,
yeah,
if this other kid's bullying your kid, you're going to step in and be like, hey, fuck you, kid. Right. You know what I mean?
True, right?
So, I mean, yeah. Like, you know, it's just one of those things like, oh, don't talk to my kid like that. And I'm like, well, teach your kids some fucking manners then, because like, you can't just go around punching other kids at a birthday party. Anyways, I digress. There's certain situations I would put that into place, obviously. Or like, if there's kind of like an emergency type of situation, maybe not the word emergency, but like in a social setting that this kid could hurt themselves or something, obviously you might step in as like a guardian type of person. You may not know this person, but like, hey, your kid's fucking walking into the middle of the road over there. What are you doing? Kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's obviously situations there. But I think in this situation, in particular, I don't think the OP really, I mean, they didn't say anything. They just gave them they stared at them.
Right.
I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, it made them feel uncomfortable.
They were going to do something, but, you know, the parent and the brother and the mom stepped in.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, even then, it's just like, you know, we don't know what the OP was going to do. Were they going to react in a certain way, or they're just going to be like, hey, your child's high frequency of pitch and screaming is really hurting my ears. Can you just talk to them? I don't know. Right. Give them five right. seconds of your time. Because again, like if you can kind of, I mean, I can't speak for a parent, but I'm like, bro, if you can't find like, you know, granted, yes, socializing them, but if you can't find like a babysitter for your kid, like you still got to pay attention to your kid at a restaurant, even though you're with your friends, or not go, just don't go. Ask them to do something else that's more fun, or not, yeah. maybe not more fun. That is the fun thing for the parent. But I think that also plays into being a parent. You have to also realize and make sacrifices on certain things. Like, you know, like, yes, you want to have a social life, but you also chose to have this child, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, if you don't have like babysitting, like, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you can bring them to such certain things. Sometimes you can't. Again, like, I'm not a parent, so I can't like say this like that, but I'm just saying, I'm just laying it out there as far as like, there are certain things you have to sacrifice at times. You know, if you don't want to sacrifice seeing your friends once every 3 months, that's fine. But they also have to realize like, oh, you're going to have your kid with you. But you also have to realize like, hey, you have your kid with you. You know, you can't just forget about your kid or just ignore your kid the entire time. Like, yes, you, right. you want to have fun, but your kid also wants to have fun and wants to be paying attention to, you know, to by your parent. Cause that's what it is. If they're in an unfamiliar place, they're either going to one, run around, or two, be clingy. And if mm-hmm. they, you know, either one, if they're running around, then you kind of, you're like, okay, that's another story. Go corral your kid. Why are you letting them run around a restaurant? Or they're right. going to be clingy. Like, I'm uncomfortable in this space. Please pay attention to me. I am uncomfortable. I'm scared. I don't like this. Why are we eating here? Why are we not at home? Kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, obviously very end of each spectrum there, but yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's situational as far as like parenting another person's child. Yeah. But I think in this situation, going back to the original situation, like, I think the OP, I mean, like literally just stared at the kid and stared at the family, like with a glare, like,
right.
And we've all done that. You know what I mean? Like you're all like prejudging people because you're just like, just take 10 seconds, man. Just talk to your kid. Like clearly, like maybe they'll actually not, obviously they're doing these things to get your attention and you are still ignoring them. I don't know if you're trying to teach them a lesson. If so, cool, that's fine. But take 10 seconds and just be like, hey, bud, 1 minute, or hey, 1 minute, or, you know, just something. But like just totally ignoring him. This is weird. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like I deal with like dogs sometimes and I'm just like, you can bark all you want, but I'm just going to ignore you for this right. 3 minutes. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know, not comparing dogs to kids, but you know,
right.
puppies and kids, very similar in the attention aspect of things. And you have to keep an eye on them. Otherwise they might destroy something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, man. I mean, there's so many ways we can spin it, but I think, just to wrap it up for tonight, I think we kind of hit the nail on the head. I think we kind of both came to a conclusion that the OP Lenny reputation era is not the a-hole, not the asshole at all. But you know, from our conversation, it seems like the point of the game is the OP the asshole or not? We kind of answered that question. They are not the asshole. And you know, who is the asshole? There's so many factors involved. I would say my final thought, there's still a lot of details we don't know about. You know, we don't know the situation of the other party. Maybe something, you know, maybe the restaurant was already loud. Who knows? Maybe the Korean restaurant had karaoke night going on. I know it's empty still, but maybe like they had music blaring loudly anyways. So maybe the kid was uncomfortable. It's a 3-year-old kid at a restaurant. Maybe they're tired. They're very uncomfortable. They hadn't had their nap time. you know, so
which it also could be begs the question, what time is it in this whole situation? You know what I mean? This could be 7 o'clock. Why is this 3-year-old still up? Isn't it their bedtime? Right. What's happening right now? You know,
right. So there's so many questions.
Yeah, yeah.
But bottom line, to wrap it up, OP, you are not the asshole in this situation. From what we see, from your what story. What we see,
yes. It is your mom, your brother who stepped in, who didn't need to. And homegirl has the child. And she's not an asshole to you. She's more of an asshole to her child than ignoring them for 20 minutes right. as they're screaming their head off. So, I mean, there's multiple factors. But based off what we know, and my take anyways, there's
three final assholes. Thoughts, Tyler. Final thoughts.
There's 2.5 assholes in this. I changed my answer from 3 to 2.5. Brother, again, inserted himself. Why? I don't know. Why do you need to apologize for something that wasn't even happening anyways? There was just a glare. It wasn't even like they were saying anything. You know what I mean? Like if not the OP, if they had been like, yo, shut the f-, you know.
Well, the OP did say that they were about to pick a fight with that mom. They were going to. So,
we're going to. But we don't know if they were, based off of the information that we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Unprompted, the brother just steps in and says, hey, I'm sorry for their actions. They didn't do anything yet. You know what I mean? Like, that's weird. Like, why insert yourself into a situation and apologize for something that hasn't even happened or didn't even, like, I apologize for their actions. Like,
right.
I was literally staring at the other side of the table. To be fair, you know, I don't know. They could have been glaring at something else. You know what I mean? Like they could have been glaring at the painting behind these people if they're, you know,
right.
Just to make it look like they were glaring at those people. But really you could have been looking at a painting. I don't know. There's different situations, but again, they didn't do anything wrong there. That's what I'm saying. That's why right. I'm throwing this brother person in here as an asshole. Cause I'm like, bro, you didn't have to step in and apologize for something that didn't even happen in the first place. So I'm like, okay. Anyways, that's my final take on it. OP, not the asshole. 2.5 assholes in the situation. Two of them are moms, and one of them
the brother is a nice. Thanks, man. And well, anyways, thanks, Tyler. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. That's all the time we have. Time to wrap it up. And now's your turn to let us know. Go ahead and click the link or if you listen to me read the story from the Reddit post, let us know your thoughts. It's your turn to let us know who's the asshole and is the original poster the asshole? Why or why not? Who do you think is the asshole? You know, let us know. Drop a comment. Drop some feedback. Let us know how we did. You know, and as always, when we're signing off, just like we did in all our other series and episodes, let us know, because most importantly, always keep the dialogue going. That's how we all learn and grow. So keep talking, keep thinking, keep growing, and we'll see y'all next time. Have a good night.